something about me is that I used to do karate growing up. It was the biggest sport I did. I did it from when I was like 7 to 14, competitively. And so every year we would go to all these weird tournaments, and, you know, I would fight the other girls that would come from, like, random dojos from all over my state. And it was always, like, the same people, pretty much. But there was one year where nobody really seemed to be showing up to the regional competition, and there was nobody in my age group, it seemed, in the girls. And so we were trying to figure out what we were going to do, and I'm, like, probably this big, and I'm all mean and just way too small, and I'm like, I'm going to fight. Like, you have to let me fight. I need to fight in somebody's division because, like, nobody's going to... I can't just show up here. We drove all the way here, and I've been training for months. Anyways, so what they figured out is they were like, okay, honey, we're gonna let you fight with the boys, okay? And I'm like, yeah, you're going to let me fight with the boys, and I'm going to kick their little stupid butts. And so I'm a little nervous, but, you know, feeling pretty determined. I have a little bit of evil in me brewing, you know, because I'm pretty excited about what's about to happen. So, and they basically say they're going to give me a gold medal anyways because there's nobody in my division. So I'm like, this really is just to prove a point. So I go in, they're like, okay, you'll just do this one fight, and if I won the fight, I'd be doing more fights. But I go into the ring, start fighting this kid, and I'm like, this is way easier than I remember. I think this is an age division up. I don't know why this guy is so bad. And so I start kind of kicking his butt, and I'm feeling pretty good, but then I'm not getting the points, you know? They're not raising the flag, nobody's stopping. When I hit the kid, I'm like, I just kicked you right in the face, and nobody stopped it. So they're not giving me points. They start giving him points, and I realize what's happening is I'm like, it's too embarrassing for this kid to lose to me because I'm just a little brat that wanted to fight today. So I'm starting to get just so mad that I start getting penalties, and I end up losing the match, and I'm like just livid, and I storm off the place, and I'm out of the ring, and I'm going to go to my mom or my sensei, and I'm going to complain because they're going to be mad with me. And I walk up to my mom, and she's cracking up. And I'm like, why are you laughing? Do you just see what they did to me? And she just couldn't believe how funny it was that they were so scared that this, like, 12-year-old boy would feel sad that he lost to me, that they gave him all these points. And so she's, like, hands on her knees, like, breathing, gasping for air, cracking up about how I just beat the crap out of this kid, and they still said that he won after he's, like, you know, like, I beat him up. And so I'm like, you know what, you're kind of right, I guess. You know, it's kind of is funny, and it's a little sad that, you know, they just couldn't handle it, and they were scared of what I was doing to the poor little boy. So, you know, I went back over to the ring, supposed to have my division in, and I stand there because they're all saying, okay, we're going to give you the medal. And I know I didn't win this medal technically, but, you know, as they're putting it around my neck, I was thinking about how it's such a competitive sport, and I show up there every day, you know, to win a fight and for them to accept that I won because I beat somebody up. But when it came down to it, it was, like, still such an individual sport that I just kind of felt like I had still won, and I still overcame the weakness I would feel being the tiniest little girl ever, and it was funny to me that was scary. So, thank you.